The EPL show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Right now, to honour football, MyBookie is offering up to $1,000 in free bets using the promo code SGP. That's right, $1,000 in bonus bets on your first deposit when you use the promo code SGP. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag.
The Sports Gambling Podcast is also brought to you by Amazon. You probably already shop at Amazon, but why not shop at Amazon and support us here at the Sports Gambling Podcast for bringing you these shows for free? All you have to do to support us is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Amazon, bookmark that link and use it every time you shop at Amazon to support the podcast today. Let it ride.
Hey guys, you are listening to your Champions League show for Match Day 3 here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. Follow me on Twitter at LockBetting and check out my website, lockbetting.com. Just want to reiterate one thing. When I do these shows, be it the EPL show or this Champions League show, I am giving you a lean and an opinion on every game, especially in the EPL show where I literally do every game. Here I'm doing a large selection of the games from the Champions League. These are not official picks. I would never officially go out there and bet half the games of the week, or I don't bet every single Premier League game. I'm a selective play expert, and what that means is that I select the best bets and they are the ones that I pass on to my clients. So if you're winning, good. If you're losing, obviously no good. But these are all just primarily leans. If I live and die by anything, it would be the locks. The parlays and the dogs, it's just a bit of fun. It just follows suit from the format of shows that Sean and Ryan have been doing since the very start of the SGP, and that's what the EPL followed on from. So I'm not saying don't bet them, but what I am saying is that I'm not held accountable for picking every single game. Most weeks I am 7-3 and 8-2 when we do the EPL show. Don't really track the Champions League numbers that much. But when people are like at the moment going on Twitter and certain weeks, and it is certain weeks because when we're winning, it's absolute silence. But coming back with saying bad week and lost money on this, that and the other, that's not what you were advised to do. I cannot recall a show where I said bet this, bet that, bet this, where we were betting a large number of games. We cover every game. These are all leans, unless of course you do have to head over to lockbetting.com and buy yourself a package. The locks I'll take all day, as I said. The locks, if you're betting the locks, fair enough, that is the lock. Here we go. Let's roll on with the Champions League games here for Match Day 3. Doing a selection from Tuesday and a selection from Wednesday. We'll start with Tuesday, where Atletico Madrid kick off the 5:30 games against Bayer Leverkusen. They are the 8-13 favourites to win this game, and possibly put one foot into the next round alongside Juve, because Bayer Leverkusen were considered to be the closest rivals to the big two, despite the fact they lost their opener to Lokomotiv Moscow. I think Atletico Madrid roll here. They haven't been great at home this season, although they have been good for quite some time in the Champions League. But in the league this season, they have succumbed to a few 0-0 draws, and at the weekend, 8 minutes to go, they conceded a goal against Valencia and got held to another draw. So they need to be more clinical. But as I said, the Champions League record for Atletico Madrid at home is very good. As of late, they've been relatively consistent. I expect them to win this game. I expect them to go back to winning it with a clean sheet. Bayer Leverkusen haven't been in the best of form. They failed to score in three of their last four away games, including at the weekend where they were beaten 3-0. And Atletico Madrid have impressively been undefeated in their last 8 home Champions League games. So this has a 1-0, 2-0 feel to it. So I'm going to take Atletico Madrid to nil, which is actually available at 6-4. We're going to look at a game from the Real Madrid Galatasaray Club Brugge PSG group, and it's the Club Brugge PSG match. Real Madrid themselves are in a must-win situation against Galatasaray, and that will be a game that generates the most interest. But we're interested here in our bets, and we're not going to take anything here from the match winners market, where Paris Saint-Germain are the 8-15 favourites, Club Brugge 19-4, and the draw 16-5. But what I like here is a selection from the a selection on the over under market, where the over under market was originally set closer to 3.5 goals than it was to under 2.5 goals. And at this point in time, we have the over-under on the 2.5 set at... one second, I'll just get back to it. Yeah, the over-under on the 2.5, with the under being available at 5-4 and the over being available at 8-13... And then you go down to the 3.5, and the under is available at 4-7, and the over is available at 13-8. You're getting this a lot in games involving Barcelona, PSG, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Liverpool, where, yes, there are games with a load of goals, but it's not every game where we have a ton of goals. The teams are setting up to play against them, and we are getting more and more games where PSG are running out as 1-0 winners. In fact, not only have they run out as 1-0 winners, but they kept clean sheets in 7 of their last 9 because it's been a conscious effort of Tuchel to tighten this team up defensively in order to make us have a good stab at the Champions League. In fact, they haven't conceded a goal in the Champions League this season. In addition to that, the opposition are parking up the bus. We've seen results like that all season where Barcelona have had to break teams down in order to win the game, especially away from home, where at times they found it difficult to break teams down away from home and ended up losing a game to Atletico Bilbao earlier in the season. And we've seen Liverpool have a tough game at Sheffield United where they're only able to win by a goal to nil. And as I said, there's multiple Paris Saint-Germain results this season that have been tight, but they've just about come through. Club Brugge, despite that 2-2 draw against Real Madrid, will set up that same way. They drew 0-0 in their opening game against Galatasaray and hit Real Madrid with 2 goals on the break, and then were pretty much holding on throughout the rest of the game. And they didn't let Real Madrid come back on them and win that game 3-2. They actually did held up for a 2-2 draw. And this team will set up exactly the same way and invite PSG over to beat them. They'll say, come and beat us. And PSG, the emphasis will be on them to go and do that. And they'll probably have to do it without a lot of their big stars, of course, because Cavani's out still, Neymar's injured again, and Mbappe's in and out of the side because they're not too sure what's happening with this injury. It's a bit of a niggly one, and they're treating him with cotton wool. He did come on and score at the weekend when they beat Nice 4-1. But here, I think all the value here is in the under 3.5 goals here. It was originally at 4-6, but now it's moving up to 4-7. But originally, it was a big underdog price on the under, which, as I said, is now at 5-4. But a few days ago, it was available at 6-4. So I kind of wish I'd put this podcast out over the weekend because there were slightly better opportunities. But I think some of the smart bets have come in now on this on these unders in the PSG game because they have been cashing relatively often. And obviously the weekend was an opportunity for people to cash on the over. But I think they get back on track with the unders here this week. And even that over, he only cashed in injury time. They were 2-1 up. They were 2-0 up and coasting, and then they conceded a goal. And then Nice had 2 players sent off, which allowed PSG to push through in injury time where they scored the late 2 goals. And one of those goals was Mbappe's goal. Earlier on in the game, Di Maria scored 2 goals. And Di Maria does look really important for PSG this season. Looks like a real key player for them. Up next, we look at a couple of English teams. We'll start with Manchester City versus Atalanta, where Man City are 1-5 to win the game. It's 6-1 the draw, and it's 11-1 on Atalanta. This game should be full of goals, so much so where I'd be looking at the over 3.5 goal market in this game. That's how confident I am that there would be goals in it. In fact, if you chuck Man City in and the over 3.5 goals, it does pay you out at 6-5. If you take a safer bet of Manchester City and over 2.5 goals, you can get that available at 4-7. You can even get Manchester City here to score 3 goals themselves, which is available at 4-6 minus 150. I think that Manchester City will get the 3 goals in this game by themselves. I think if you go for the 3.5, don't be worried about Man City getting 4. Also, don't worry about Atalanta contributing to the score total, especially with this damaged Manchester City backline, who are just losing more and more players there, but are still managing to grind out wins, and they won 2-0 as well at the weekend. But Atalanta, they were 3-0 up away to Lazio and ended up coming back to 3-3. Lazio were able to come back on them, and I assure you that Manchester City have far better players than Lazio, so that will be concerning for Atalanta team coming into this game, who have already lost their first 2 Champions League games, and it does look like it's going to be one of the other two that go through in this group, with City, Shakhtar and Dynamo Zagreb playing this week. So goals in this game, certainly, for sure, is what this is the way we're going to go, and Man City to eventually come out as the winners. Tottenham, a team that I want no part of, and I'm only covering this game not as one of my best bets, but because it's one of the most important games of the week, because Tottenham desperately need to get back on track here. They're 2-7 to do so against Red Star Belgrade. Red Star Belgrade are 10-1, and it's 5-1 for there to be a draw. Tottenham overpriced here in the handicap market in order to cover this -1 handicap, where they're available at 8-11. The -2, they're available at 7-4, with Red Star Belgrade being 6-5 to avoid a defeat here of more than a goal. So if Tottenham win this 1-0 or 2-1, you win this bet. The bet that interests me the most is the both teams to score market here, because I don't think Tottenham, if they do win, are going to do this easily. And they've only had 2 clean sheets in their 12 games this season, which is so poor for a team that used to have one of the best back fours in the Premier League. I remember when it was Trippier and Rose at their best, and you were getting competition from the other fullbacks like Davis and Aurier. And Davis and Aurier are available at the moment, but they're just nowhere near in contention to play in this Tottenham team at this point in time. They're messing around with their back four, with 3 at the back. Davinson Sanchez doesn't look like the same player he was. We know that Vertonghen's had issues with his contract and possibly wants to go. Alderweireld's let it ride down to the last year. This is a Tottenham team in absolute disarray, and it's managed to catch up with them despite the fact that they did actually make some signings in the summer. And now we're seeing how poor Tottenham are when you have a whole, or how bad any team is when you have a whole bunch of players who have question marks lingering over their contract, and even other players look out of form, like Dele Alli and Harry Kane. It's only Song and Moura really that look decent for Tottenham, and they've been important players for Tottenham in the Champions League. In fact, I've said they've been more important than Kane, and I think it will be key for them to start both here, because as I said, the likes of Alli, even Eriksen and Harry Kane look seemingly are ice cold for Spurs here. But I'm going to go with the both teams to score, because I don't trust the Tottenham defence, but at the same time I think Tottenham are too good still not to score here. But I'd be more confident in both teams to score, which is a best price of 10-11, 10-11, 10-11, as I would be Tottenham even winning this game. And that's concerning, because our big parlay bets for Unlock Betting are reliant on Tottenham to being one of the teams that go through to the next round, and we may be looking at hedges if this Tottenham team don't start to improve. On Wednesday, we look at the 5:55 game between Ajax and Chelsea, where Chelsea are the 2-1 underdogs to win this game. 13-5 the draw and 13-10 on Ajax. Chelsea look a lot like the Ajax from last year, where they have a load of young players coming through. But unlike Ajax, they won't need to sell them to make any money, because the Premier League is by far the richest league in the world. So you're looking at the likes of Mount Abraham and Hudson-Odoi being, and even Tomori being involved in Chelsea for quite a few years. And if they do manage to sign the players around them, then you can really see what Chelsea are doing, and you can really see them challenging for the league next season. But here in this spot, I think they are, I think they're really, really underrated here. I think they have a real chance of winning at Ajax. I think these two teams are relatively equal on paper. In fact, I would, if I was pushed to pick who would be better on a neutral field, I would say it'd be this Chelsea team. I think if you did a combined 11, you'd certainly see more players here in this Chelsea team appearing than you would Ajax players, that's for sure. I think the valuation of the Chelsea team will be significantly higher as well, which is why it surprises me to see them as such big value underdogs here, especially when they won their last Champions League game away to Lille, and especially when they come into this in such good form. So I would take an underdog pick there on Chelsea, and I would certainly look at them on a double chance of 4-6. Up next, Genk versus Liverpool. And this pick falls again into the category of what I was saying earlier, where you look at Liverpool, Napoli, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, PSG, and automatically the goal lines are set wrong. Well, Genk held Napoli to a 0-0 draw here last time out, and I don't think their tactics are going to be too different here. Again, with the over-under markets, you have under 3.5 goals set at 10-11 and over 3.5 goals set at 10-11. So this is bang on the number. I think you could probably be confident enough in this selection to add Liverpool to win and under 3.5 goals, which brings it up to 6-4 plus 150. And I really, really love that bet, because the pattern of play I see in this game is quite simply Genk trying to frustrate Liverpool and hold them to a 0-0 draw, and Liverpool eventually breaking through. And even if it's not eventually, even if they break through early, I don't see any reason for Liverpool to put the pedal to the metal and try and smash this team. And also, even if it is an early 1-0 goal, that isn't necessarily going to draw Genk out to try and become an attacking force, leaving massive gaps for Liverpool to go and expose them. I think either way this game maps out, be it via an early goal and for Liverpool to go on and cruise to get another, or Liverpool breaking through late, I think at the end of the day, Liverpool do win this. They do win this with a clean sheet, and we are looking at 1 or 2 nil. So Liverpool and under 3.5 will be more than secure in this game. Up next, we look at the game between Slavia Prague and Barcelona, where Slavia Prague are 13-2 underdogs. It's 19-5 the draw, and it's 1-2 on Barcelona. Here, I definitely see Barcelona picking up an away win. They haven't been great away from home in Europe. Earlier on in the season, in week one, despite week one wasn't good for us, one of the bets that we did cash in on is taking Dortmund on the double chance, but we won't be doing that here. I think Barcelona would have earmarked this as the away win in this group, as well as picking up wins in all of their home games, and I think this will be the one that they do win. Winning this one in the reverse will take Barcelona onto 10 points, which will put them comfortably top of the group, especially with Inter and Dortmund playing each other this week in two difficult games. And we will close out with that one, where Inter are the 13-10 favourites. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 19-10 on Dortmund. Here, I think that these two teams are going to have to beat each other in their reverse of fixtures here. I think they're going to have to beat each other at home. I think Inter win this one. They've lost two games this season, and they've both been against top teams where they competed hard. They lost to Juventus 2-1, and they lost to Barcelona 2-1. And here, I don't think that Dortmund are quite in the level of those two teams. The only thing that would concern me is Inter's inability to get up for Champions League games. Last time out there at home, they drew 1-1 against Slavia Prague. But I think Dortmund are a big enough game, and there's enough importance on this for Inter to go out and win this and make this group interesting. Because at this point in time, Inter haven't got a single point, and Dortmund and Barcelona are ahead on 4 points. So obviously a Dortmund win will actually end this group effectively, because even though it's called a group of death, Inter Milan are not going to have any chance of getting through with three defeats. So this is a real must-win situation for Inter, and I think they may get it done here against Dortmund. Closing out with the lock dog parlay portion of the show. The lock on this show, I'm going to go for Manchester City to win and over 2.5 goals. There were some other lock options that I liked in this game. The under 3.5 goals in some of these games in particular, because I do feel that these teams have been overpriced based on names, and it's just basically... A lot of it's indicating that a lot of it's almost like autoplay for people, where they look at these games and they rush in with their overs necessarily. Whereas this season, there is a lot of come and beat us, come and break us down, come and get past our come and get past the bus. Essentially, I use that phrase sometimes a lot, where it's like park the bus. And the reason this Man City game is going to give you so many goals, because we don't have a park the bus team. I think Atalanta, with the amount of goals that they're scoring this season, know that they don't have the capability to park the bus, and the only way they get something from Manchester City is to go out here and try and score at least a couple of goals. And even if they do, I don't think two are going to be enough, because I believe Manchester City will score three goals in this game. I also really like Manchester City's over 2.5 team goals, or team total market, as it's called in the US, at 4-6 -150, because I do honestly think they may need to score three here, given their defensive problems at the moment. And not defensive problems in terms of all the goals they've conceded, because they've actually coped with it quite well. But I'm always concerned when I see a midfielder in their defence, because they're so short, and they shouldn't be. And they shouldn't be. A team of this calibre should have bought better in the summer. They should have bought more players for this whole situation that they're in right now. The underdog play, I touched on it quite extensively on here, where I felt like Chelsea are a real good opportunity here this week. I don't think Ajax are better than them on paper at all. Obviously, they come into this with a home advantage. Obviously, they're a team that finished in the Champions League semi-final last year, but that's really about it. That's nothing to do with this season. In the Dutch League, they always win the Dutch League comfortably. It's always between them and PSV. It's a weak league. Chelsea are competing really well in the strongest league in the world, and coming to this in really, really good form. And I just don't think Ajax is going to beat them and derail them. Chelsea on the double chance was well in consideration to be the lock on this show, but in the end, I've decided to go for them as the underdog, because I didn't want to double dip any selections here. But that's going to be the underdog play on this show. The parlay, I said I didn't want to double dip, but I just don't see how Manchester City don't win this game against Atalanta. So I've added them into the parlay. I've also taken Juventus against Lokomotiv Moscow. It's not a game I spoke about, but Juve at home always seemed like quite a solid addition to any parlay, especially here in Europe, where the Champions League, I believe, is their priority this season. As for the third selection, Atletico Madrid do add you the most money, and I've gone for them above Liverpool. I think Liverpool would have been a little bit of a boring selection, where you've got a 1-5 and a 1-5 and then a 1-4. That would have actually wouldn't even have got you into plus money. So I've decided not to go down that route and take that easy one. I think Atletico Madrid adds a lot more to it. Again, narrowly edging out Barcelona, who I did put into contention for it. But in the end, I think Atletico Madrid will do the same as what Juve did. I don't think they'll have any problems winning this game, other than the fact that it may take them some time to break down this Leverkusen team. But again, Leverkusen aren't one of those teams where they'll go to Atletico Madrid and believe that they can't score, despite the fact that they've only scored once in their last four away games. I still think that they'll believe that they're a top German side who should be able to go to Atletico Madrid and score. And obviously a lot of teams have done that and failed. And obviously for our pick to win, we'll be relying on that to be the same thing once again. But in this instance, we've gone for Atletico Madrid to pull out the win for us, as opposed to adding somebody there like Liverpool, because if we add Liverpool, Juve and Manchester City, it would have paid out, just looking at it here, 191. It would have only paid out 191. And obviously, if you go for Atletico, the difference is significant here. £100 on this one returns you at 240 at 7-5 odds. So I like that one better. That's Juve, Man City and Atletico Madrid for the parlay. And once again, the lock on this show will be Manchester City and the over 2.5 in that game. That concludes your Champions League show here. This is your selection of games for week three, match day three. If you want a breakdown of every single game, that's all of Tuesday's games, all of Wednesday's games, and the Europa League show, head over to lockbetting.com. What I do is I put out a show on Tuesday. I cover all of the eight Tuesday games. That is available now on lockbetting.com, and it also has an individual lock on it. I then cover all of the Wednesday games in detail, and that has a separate Wednesday lock in it. So if you subscribe over at lockbetting.com on the Patreon page, you will be getting three locks for the Champions League this week, and 99% of the time the locks are put out as official plays for members of the higher level Patreon packages. Go over there and check it out. You can also check out my P&L every month. It's free to go and look at. There's also a load of free bets on there. I'm always posting them up to Twitter, but the best way to get them is to sign up at Lock Betting for, and you can do that for free. And of course, the Europa League show comes out on Thursday, similar to this show, where I take a selection of my favourite games and end up closing that show out with a lock. So make sure you check that out. We're very good in Europa League. We're 100% on our locks there this season. That's it from me and this edition of your Champions League show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening, guys.